It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 200 protesters gathered outside Greenwood Village City Hall last night, 2 weeks after the city voted to defy a statewide police accountability law. The city south of Denver recently passed a resolution saying it would defend and protect police officers in civil wrongdoing cases, even though the new state law specifically prohibits cities from doing so. Last night's protest started with performances by musicians who've said they would boycott the Fiddler's Green venue in Greenwood Village because of the city's actions. Aurora will begin an independent investigation into the death of Elijah McClain in police custody last year. The city council voted yesterday to go ahead with that investigation. Denver has a new sheriff. Elias Diggins takes over a department that is still recovering after a series of controversies, including a woman who gave birth unassisted in a jail cell in 2018 and a settlement Denver made with deputies alleging sexual harassment. Diggins' appointment was announced Monday.
I lead with my humanity, and I want to have every single person that works in our agency, whether they be uniform or a civilian staff, to do the same.
He joined Denver's Sheriff Department in 1994. In 2017, Diggins and others were sued by a jail inmate alleging misconduct. Children 11 and older would have to wear masks at school under new guidelines released by education officials for schools to open safely. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Masks are required, but other guidelines are just recommendations for local health agencies as they approve school district plans. For example, 3 to 6 feet of space between middle and high school students and limiting the number of adults in each classroom. Cohorting, though, is the most important variable, keeping the same group of students together all day. Most school districts plan to open their doors in the next few weeks, but say plans could change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.